Avi, do you think the occasion was just too big for the side tonight?
Definitely not, no. Not our day, I'd say. It's difficult to put it down to exactly where we went wrong. Quite a few areas where we just didn't play as well as we wanted to. Started pretty slow with the ball in hand. It was difficult to make breakthroughs throughout the day. And at the end of the day, I thought it was probably a 275, 280 par kind of wicket. We actually did well to keep them down to 307. And I felt we had a chance halfway through the game, but unfortunately just lost our way completely with a bat in hand. Two runouts, absolutely unacceptable in the top six. Just can't afford those kind of things. Other than that, we were outplayed today.
Bowling, we were talking about that South African bowling is very good. When Indians bowl, it looked like that the pitch is doing something, but when your team, your bowlers bowled, Indian batsmen batted very well. And at the same time, I'd like to ask one more question. When Parnell has always been, you know, very expensive against India, I've seen earlier also he's very expensive. Still, he bowled 10 overs. And what happened to Philander? He was not there after his initial overs.
Okay. Which one of the three must I answer? Okay, I'll start off. You were talking about the wicket to start off with. Yes, it was a good wicket in the afternoon. There's no doubt about that. It took a little bit of wear and tear throughout the day, and it got a bit too paced in the evening without making any excuses. It did play a little bit difficult in the evening. I found it quite difficult. It's not often that a South African team struggles against short pitch deliveries, but it was too paced. One skids on, one got stuck in the wicket a bit, which made it really difficult to get on top of it. So that's your first question. Wayne Parnell, little discipline. He got it wrong with his disciplines, I think, today. No balls, unacceptable throughout an innings. We've spoken about that in length in bowling meetings before, and bowled a couple of no balls, which cost him. And then obviously that drop catch didn't do him any favours. Other than that, I thought it was an all-round pretty average performance by the bowling unit. Like I said, I felt 280 was probably par, maybe even a little bit less. But was happy about the last 10, the way we pulled it back. Then Vernon, I'm not sure about his injury yet. He'll go for scans tomorrow and we'll check it out. For now, I have no idea what his condition is like and whether he will be ready for the next game. But we'll assess that tomorrow.
Maybe two big wins for India where we bowled out the opposition very cheaply. But what I want to know is, was it good bowling or poor batting?
Bit of both, I think. I spoke to Hashim after the innings. He actually mentioned to me that he was quite impressed with the bowling performance from India. I thought they were quite clever tonight. But definitely a poor batting performance. Like I mentioned before, the two runouts cost us quite a lot tonight. You can't afford to have two runouts in the top six. You never know, but the top six are there to win games for you. It could have been my night or David's night tonight, and we both sat on the side of the field, not even being dismissed by a bowler, which is very disappointing. Yeah, so just all-round disappointing performance.
You've talked about the two runouts already. Were you slightly surprised by the sharpness in the field by the Indians? Were you kind of taken a little bit off guard?
Not really, no. I'm not surprised. They're a team that always want to win games. They're always competitive in World Cups, and I didn't expect anything less from them, to be honest. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
I expected them to be urgent, and they want to win games, especially in World Cups. They lift their performance a bit, and they didn't take us by surprise, but just poor running, I guess.
You know, we are in Melbourne, but it felt like we are in Mumbai. With the kind of home support that was there for India, did it have any role on, you know, calling between the batsmen or on the field, etc.?
I don't think so. No, you got to win games wherever you play in the world to be the best team in the world. If you want to be the best team in the world, it obviously plays a role for them. I think that they got a bit of a boost, feeling that they're playing at home with a lot of support. I felt like we had support as well. It's definitely not an excuse, and it shouldn't play a role, no.
Abe, just in the first 25 overs, Dale Steyn bowls four overs, and then you use him predominantly in the last 25. Do you think you need to revise that and maybe use, like, given he's your strike weapon, use him a little bit more up front?
It depends on the situation of the game. I'll just go in my gut feel. I could sit here and say that maybe my gut feel is wrong tonight. Maybe not. That's just the way I felt the game, the rhythm of the game. That's the way I read the situation. And it probably didn't pay off today.
Obviously a bad loss. There's a lot of work for the management and you as a senior group to do. What is the kind of work that you will now put in and discussions that will take place in the week building up to the West Indies?
Yeah, there are a few things that need to happen. Obviously, after a loss like that, it's quite disappointing and you want to... I don't want to think about it now, but obviously come tomorrow we'll have to start strategizing on how we're going to recover and regroup as a unit, and we'll put all our focus on Friday against the West Indies. It's a big game for us and it's a must win in Sydney, but for now I just want to sort of go feel sad in my room for a while, and we'll see again how I feel tomorrow. We'll come with a bit of energy again, and the way I know this team, we always bounce back. We've got a never say die attitude, and this tournament's by a long way not over for us.
Look at the last four for Abby over here, there, the back.
Hi, Abby. Could you talk about the performance of Imran Tahir today? Generally, leg spinners have struggled against him in the past, right through the 80s, 90s. Could you talk about that?
I was very impressed with his performance. He played against a team that's renowned for the way they play spin bowling, probably the best spin bowling batting unit there is. And I've answered a lot of questions in the presser before the game about what is he going to play and why is he playing and why are you thinking of playing him, and a lot of doubt about whether he should be playing or not. And I'm just very happy with his performance. I'm very proud of the way he performed tonight against world-class players, against spin, and he showed that he's right up there with one of the best spinners in the world at the moment.
A lot of scores of 300 in this tournament, but nearly all by teams batting first. Is that to do with conditions, or does 300 feel like a bigger score when you're chasing than when you're making it?
Definitely a bit of both. You feel the pressure chasing 300 plus. You take on shots that you might not normally take on. Take on the second run that you normally wouldn't do. And yeah, the conditions certainly plays a role in that. I felt it did tonight. Once again, no excuses, but... It was certainly a tougher wicket in the second innings, no doubt about it.
AB, I guess, in the context of the tournament as a whole, this may not have a massive effect on going forward, whether you qualify for the knockouts or even where you qualify in terms of the knockouts. So once you've got over that, it maybe wasn't the best performance, how much will this really mean in terms of the tournament as a whole?
Yeah, it's a big knock for us, you know, to get beaten by 130 runs. It's almost embarrassing. You never want to lose by that amount of runs. You always want to be a competitive team. Feel like you're always in the game. You've got a chance to win games. We pride ourselves on that, and it didn't happen today. So we're going to have to lick our wounds for a while. It's not just win a few more games, we'll be through to the quarterfinals. It's not about that. Your confidence takes a bit of a knock with performances like that, and it's up to the senior group of players to make sure that that confidence is still there come Friday against the West Indies, because little things like today's performance can creep into your game if you start thinking about it too much, and if you allow it to knock your confidence down. But I feel we're a mature group of players, and we'll regroup, like I said before, and we'll have a chat tomorrow about where we went wrong and have a mature chat and an honest chat about it, and then hopefully play some good cricket on Friday. When it comes down to making the quarterfinals, I still believe that if we play some good cricket, we'll make that. But for now, we'll have just to lick our wounds and then focus on Friday.
So, AB, you said yesterday that Melbourne is one of the slowest wickets you've played on. Did that be a factor today with the Indian slow bowling doing well?
It was definitely a slow wicket today. There's no doubt. Yeah, no doubt about that. It sort of was quite difficult in the afternoon for our bowlers. When Adele's running in at 140 plus, normally seeing shape. Not seeing that today was obviously a bit painful for him and some of the other seamers. But once again, there are no excuses. We should have come closer tonight. It was a bit difficult in two posts at the end, but still, there's two runouts, like I said before. It cost us dearly. I still felt like a player like myself and a few others around me with David Miller, had we got a few partnerships going without those runouts, we would have come close. And so that was very disappointing. The Indian spinners, yeah, they bowled well. Look, they definitely didn't win the game for them tonight. I thought we played them really well, which is another positive maybe if you look at it like that. But other than that, pretty dark.